Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Lamed Hey, and Kedushin is the 1345th daf in Shas. We are going to pick up from the bottom of Lamed Dalid Amud Beis, yesterday's daf, which we did not learn together. Hachanos of Pesach and other responsibilities of teaching Torah did not allow me to learn with you yesterday. But on yesterday's daf, we had discussed mitzvah saseh shazman grama that women are exempt from, and the source the Gemara tells us is from tefillin. That we learn out that just like women are exempt from tefillin, so too they're exempt from all mitzvah saseh shazman grama, with a couple of exceptions that were given in our Gemara. For example, the Gemara says the mitzvah of hakel, women are included in that mitzvah. And the Gemara had gone on for the most of Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, which we're going to pick up on the bottom of that Amud, had gone on discussing why it is that we learn out from Tefillin that she's exempt. For example, the Gemara says, if you're going to pursue that form of logic, our daf is going to begin with the Gemara saying, well, when it comes to even mitzvah saseh, Shelo hazman grama. How do we know women are chayavos? Maybe they're exempt because women are exempt from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So Gemara is going to continue comparing different mitzvahs and comparing different sources for the basic rule of thumb that women are exempt for a mitzvah saseh shazman grama and chayavos on a mitzvah saseh shelo hazman grama. We're also going to deal in detail with the term of shnei ksuvim habon kechod Ein melamdim, according to many opinions, that if you have two psukim that tell us something, so then that information cannot be applied to any other clause. So, for example, we had in regards to tefillin, that tefillin is a source that women are exempt from a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. However, if we had two sources that would say that a woman is exempt from mitzvah saseh shazman grama, then we would reach the category of shnei ksuvim habon kechod vein melamdin, and one cannot teach anything else. On the bottom of Lamed Hey Amud Aleph, we are going to go to the other side of the spectrum, and that is lavim. Prohibitions, they apply, we learned in the Mishnah, for men as equally to women. In other words, women are no different to men when it comes to Isurei Lavim. That's going to be discussed on Lamed Hey Amud Aleph, going on to Amud Beis, where the Mishnah had listed a couple of exceptions, and that will bring us to the sugya of Baal Takif and Baal Tashchis, destroying one's beard and cutting off one's, what colloquially referred to as payas. And that's really going to be Bezer Hashem today's daf. So let's pick up Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. Asks the Gemara V'neilef mi Talmud Torah. Why don't we learn from Talmud Torah that the halacha is that women are exempt from Talmud Torah, so then maybe they're also exempt from mitzvah saseh shelo hazman grama? Says the Gemara, Mishum Davle Talmud Torah Piria V'Rivia, Shnei Ksuvim Habon Kechod. Well, women are also exempt from Piria V'Rivia, so if we have two psukim telling us that a woman is exempt, so then it must be that the rule of thumb is that they're generally chayiv. The logic behind kol shnei ksuvim habon kechod ein melamdim is pretty straightforward. We're going to see a dissenting view, but it makes a lot of sense, and that is that if the Torah believes that this individual is exempt, so why do you have two psukim coming to tell you that the individual is exempt? We already know that. If you have one pasuk, so then that pasuk could be coming to be megala to reveal for everything else. But if it's two psukim, then it's kol shnei ksuvim habon kechod ein melamdim, and therefore we have no problem with our psak in the Mishnah that women are chayavos and mitzvah saseh shelo hazman grama. That's not time related. It says the Gemara Tapu Lamed Hey Aleph, but that's not going to work according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Damar al Shneim hu Oimer, Vayivarech Hashem Elokim Pruervu. In Yevamis, on Samachay Mabez, we have the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, who says that women are required for the mitzvah of Pruervu, just like men. So therefore, we only have one pasuk that tells us that a woman is exempt on mitzvah aseh shelo azman groma, and that's the pasuk by Talmud Torah. And why don't we say that that teaches us that women are entirely exempt mitzvah aseh shelo azman groma? Michael Member, what are you going to say to that original question? Answers the Gemara, Mishum David Talmud Torah, Upidyan HaBen. There is another pasuk, and that is, even according to Rabbi Yochanan Broka, if you're not going to learn from Pruvu, but you do have Pidyan HaBen, because Talmud Torah and Pidyan HaBen, women are exempt from Pidyan HaBen. We learned that out on Chaf Tes Amid Aleph, points out Rashi in the top two lines, that it says Tipodeh, and we darshin that it's a chiyuv on those who themselves get redeemed, and not a chiyuv on women who do not get redeemed, even when they become a mother. And therefore, we revert, says Gemara, four lines from Daf Shneksum Abam Keachad. There are two examples that the Torah goes out of its way to say that our mitzvah seishes lo azman grama, the women are pturos. However, Chol Shneksum Abam Keachad, the name Malam, you can't learn out to anything else. And therefore, the halacha is going to be that women are chayavos in mitzvah seishes lo azman grama. The exceptions are exceptions. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka Nami. And what were you even asking according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka? Nehavu period v'rivyu morish neksum amon keechad vein melamdin. But according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, you also have two psukim where women are exempt from mitzvah seishel zman grama. Number one, pru or vu, as we mentioned above. Number two, we mentioned earlier as well, a few dapim ago, three dapim ago, ish imo v'aviv tiro, that says that a woman is exempt from mitzvahs mora, only if she is in the reshus of her husband, then she can't do it. However, generally, it's ishimo vav tiro that it says the Belashan plural, tira'u. And Chazal learned out that, as we learned earlier, that women are generally, with the exception of certain instances when they're married, generally required to keep the mitzvah of kibud av aim. So why did we need another pasuk to go to find Shneksu Abon Kechel or Pidya Ben? Says Gemara Tzrichi, Dikas Rachman and Mora Velo Kasa Piri of Rivya. If the Torah just told us Mora, not told us Piri of Rivya, Hava Mina, I would have thought when it comes to Piri of Vikav Shua Am Rachman, Ish Darko Lichbosh Vain Ain Isha, De Ain Darko Lichbosh. We wouldn't have been able to learn out from Piri of Rivya other mitzvahs, because we would have thought that Piri of Rivya is an exception. And therefore, we would not have learned, say, the halacha of Mora. Why? Because, as we mentioned on the Beis Amid Beis, that it's not the normal way for women to conquer. And therefore, the mitzvah of Pru Urvu is not as relevant to them, because specifically the Torah uses the expression Vikiv Shua. So therefore, we learn out. And we also need the pasuk for Moira by Isha as well. V'iksiv Kasav Piriya Virivya Vloy Kasav Myra. And if the pasuk had only told us that women are exempt from Piriya Virivya, but had not told us that women were exempt from Mora, then interestingly we would have thought they're entirely exempt from Kibud Av Aim. Havamina Ish Tsipik Biyadoi Lasais, a man who's always on his own time, so he always has time for Kibud Av Aim. You heard that, men? You're supposed to always have time for Kibud Av Aim in. So then, they're chayiv in kibud av aim. Isha, a woman, that there are times, they ain't sipak biyada lasos, that there are times she has responsibility to her husband, and therefore, we would say that the halacha is that she is not chayeves at kibud av aim at all. Loi. So that's why we need the pasuk of Meira to tell us, ish imay vav tiro, tiro, plural, there are times that she's chayiv. And then there are times that she's potter. I might thought that she's not chayiv at all. That's why it's tzricha, we need the pasuk. Period. Analyzes the Gemara. We now go back, explains Rashi Dibar Amaschil Hanicha. Going back to our question, why don't we learn now from Talmud Torah that a woman is exempt even from mitzvah saseh shelo azman grama? That we had on the bottom of Lamed Dalet Amid Beis. The Gemara had answered that question by saying that Shnei Ksuvim Habon Kechodei Melamdin. Says the Gemara, Hanich Lamad Nomer Shnei Ksuvim Habon Kechodei Melamdin. El Lamad Nomer Melamdin Ma'ikol Member. But according to Lamad Nomer that says that we do learn it, what are you going to say? Amar Rava Pefunoi Yad Ilo L'Taima Doha Milsa. Talmidim, Rashi explains, from the place of Punoi, know the answer to this question. Who is this Talmud? Umanu Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. It's Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. Amar Kora, because the pasuk says, Vayilacha lois al yudechul uzikarayim beinei necha. And the pasuk adds, L'mantia teiras Hashem beficha. That tefillin are supposed to be between your eyes, the pasuk says, as well as, a very interesting, L'man, that in order that the Torah of Hashem should be in your mouth. Now, there are many different meanings to the Laman Tia Taras Hashem Beficha in terms of Agoda and in terms of Halacha. For example, in terms of Halacha, we say that the tefillin has to be made from an animal that's Mutar Bepicha. Here, the Gemara points out that tefillin is equated to all of Torah, leaving aside the Beficha part. Hukshu Kol Torah Kula Tefillin. Mat Tefillin Mitzaseh Shazman Gram V'Nashim Petura Yisav Kol Mitzaseh Shazman Hazman Grama Nashim Turas. So that's the explanation, another source for how we know that women are exempt from a mitzvah's asei. And that was actually our original source on Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph. But here comes the chap. Says the Gemara, that we already have in Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph. But here the Gemara continues, Michlal, but we could also infer something. The mitzvah's asei shelo hazman grama Nashim Chayavos. That we would infer that mitzvah shloz gram women are chayavos. So, what we're going to do is learn from the pasuk of tefillin, but we'll learn in a very different way. Number one, it's going to tell us, as we said in Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph, that mitzvah shloz gram women are exempt. We will also then infer that things that are not like tefillin, then women are obligated for, and that's a mitzvah to say Shaloh Azman Grama. Analyze the Gemara halfway through the Amid Hani Chlaman Damar Tefillin Mitzvah Saseh Azman Grama. Well, that starting point, that Tefillin is the springboard for everything in terms of learning Mitzvah Saseh Azman Grama, only works according to a Man Damar that would agree with you that, say, Tefillin is time related. El Man Damar Tefillin Mitzvah Saseh Shaloh Azman Grama. That's a Sugyan Erevin Tzadi Vav Amid Beis. Why is it though that we don't wear tefillin at night? So some say because Laila is Lav Zman Tefillin. As the Gemara there in Tzadi Vav Amid Aleph and Erevin learns, according to one opinion from the Pasuk, V'shamarto es hachuka azois l'moyado miyomim yomima, that says yomim, and Chazal Darshan yomim and not leilos. So says the Gemara, that's fine. So then you will say that tefillin cannot be worn at night. And therefore, as the Gemara learns out in Brachos, that women are exempt from tefillin, and that's tefillin, that's a mitzvah sasesh of Zman Grama, so that becomes a binyan av, it becomes a source for all instances of Zman Grama that women are exempt. However, elamadar mitzvah sasesh lo Zman Grama, but there are many who read the pasuk not that way, and disagree and say tefillin really technically could be worn at night, and that's how we paskin, by the way, la halacha. Ma'ikal emeimer, what are you going to say? Says the Gemara, Man Shabbos Leido Amit Tefillin Mitzvah Saseh Shelo Azman Grama. Who tells you that that Tefillin is a Mitzvah Saseh Shelo Azman Grama? Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir holds that way. V'savol Hashem K'sum Habon Kechol Chok Shem K'sum Habon Mekechod Ein Melamed. But you're still going to have another pasuk. And what are you going to want to say? You're going to want to say to learn out from Matzah that women are obligated for mitzvahs aseh shezman grama, but there's another pasuk, and that is a pasuk of hakel. So matzah and hakel, as we elucidated earlier, are shnei ksuim abon kechod ve'im melamdim. That was on yesterday's daf. That's what the Gemara is making reference to here. Says Rashi in Dibur HaMaschil, Mishani man shamis lehai svara. Says the Gemara, v'tfil mitzvahs aseh shelo azman grama ma'ika lemeimar. But if you hold tefillin is a mitzvah aseh, and we skipped one line, and you follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, then what are you going to say? Ula Rabbi Yehuda, going back to that one line, that you can learn to tupsuk from tupsuk, so you can learn from hakel and matzah, and tefillin is a mitzvah, say shelo hazman grama. So then, in such a case, why don't we learn out that just like women are chayavos in hakel and in matzah, so then they should be chayavos in all other mitzvahs aseh shezman grama. And you can't learn out from tefillin, because tefillin is a mitzvah aseh shelo zman grama. Answers the Gemara, Mishum dahave, there's a third mitzvah. Matzah Simcha v'hakel. There's a third mitzvah. Not only is there hakel, there's also the mitzvah of simcha, that there is a chiyuv for a woman to rejoice on Yom Tov. And since there's a chiyuv for a woman to rejoice on Yom Tov, so we have three psukim. Now, why do we need to keep on saying these psukim tell us women are chayavos? They're like a man. Answer is that they're not like a man because they're exempt from mitzvah shes ma'an grama. Rashi points out that if we're going to assume that simcha is a chiyuv on for a woman on Yom Tov, and it makes a mitzvah seisha lo hazman grama, that's not working with the teretz on yesterday's daf, eight lines from the top, that had suggested, Abaye, who had suggested that there wasn't a chiyuv on a woman to be mesamech on Yom Tov, but rather, for the guys out there, there's a chiyuv for you to buy your wife something for Yom Tov, or to be mesamech her, and or, to find a way to be misamecher, and therefore it's not an obligation on the woman, it's an obligation on the man. Here the Gemara is assuming, points out Rashi, that the obligation is on the man. We continue on, 12 lines from the bottom of Lamed Hey Amud Aleph, analyzing the next part of the Mishnah. V'chol mitzvahs lo sa'aseh, every mitzvahs lo sa'aseh, women are chayavos, just like men. Asks the Gemara Minani Mili, how do we know this? Amar Yehuda Amar Ravich, Ein Tonen Deveder Bishmol, Amar Kro Isha Isha Kiyasu, Mikol Chatas Ha'odam. In Parshas Nasa, we have a case in which the Torah describes someone who does an Avera, and it says, Isha Isha, a man or a woman. A man and woman are in the same category for Isurim. For mitzvahs, we differentiate between Azman Grama and Shalom Azman Grama. When it comes to Isurim, then men and women are in the same category. Pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim says, "Ve'ila Mishpatim Shartosim Lifneim," which are placed in front of them, plural. Hishva Kosev Isha Lish. Plural means to equate woman to man. V'chol Shin Dinim Shebeter. Ve'cheski Yatana Amakra Ve'emis Ish Oy Isha. The pasuk describes that if someone does something terrible and he doesn't watch his ox, and his ox goes and it gores and it kills somebody, so the Torah there says that they're equally responsible. So Devei Chizki has an interesting drasha. He says Hishva Kosev Isha L'ish. When it comes to the responsibilities vis-a-vis life and death, men and women are equated. Chol Misa Shebetora, for all Misa Shebetora, and therefore all Isurim. Rashi Dibar Maschal Chol Mises points out that whoever kills them is going to be Chayav, and also the Shar Kofer. The Shar is also put to death, and we presume that it doesn't make a difference whether the owner is a man or a woman. And we see that the halachos don't differentiate between men and women. Utsricha, and we need all these psukim. If we had mentioned the pasuk in regards to Parshas Bamidbar Hey Isha Isha Kiyasa Mikol Chatas Ha'odam, which is referring to Shvuas HaPikadon, which says a man and woman is equal. Hanach Kamaisa Mishun Kapara. That's a carbon, so it's for a kapara. It's a carbon for a kapara. So then we would say Chos Rachmana Allah, that the Torah has mercy on the woman. However, who says that when it comes to the other halachos, in terms of responsibility, that we put the same level of responsibility on a woman as a man, and that her punishment and her obligations are exactly the same? We saw mitzvah saseh shazman grama, they're different. So we would have thought there that the Torah wants to be helpful for a woman for kapara, but who says that she has the same dinim and same onshim? Avodinim, when it comes to dinim, ema ish, maybe when it comes to a man, the bar masa umaton, because he was involved with the business. So then in such a case, he's chayiv. Here we see it's generally common for a man to be a businessman and not a woman. Ish de bar masa umaton in. Isha lo. So therefore, since when it comes to other instances of dinim, so there maybe the halachos for women are going to be different. So pasuk comes along and it tells us no. Eila mishpatim asher tasim lifneim hishva kosev isha leish. There's no difference between men and women. And even though it might be more common for men to be businessmen, the halachos of business apply equally for men and women. Says the Gemara on the second to last line, v'iyash me'inan ha mishum dechiyusahi. But if it had just said the case of Ela Mishpatim Asher Tasim Lifnehem, then I would have said that the reason why the Torah insists that men should be no different than women and women should be no different than men is because then they're not going to have a life. What does it mean not going to have a life? Rashi explains that people are going to steal with them without proper recourse if women aren't allowed to have the same rules. However, I will call for, but if the animal is one that damages, Ema going on to Lamed Hem Beis, Ish de Bar Mitzvahs in. When it comes to a man, that he is included for mitzvos, so then in such a case, he would be entitled to payment if he is killed. However, Isha that doesn't have the same level of mitzvahs, lo. You would think that they're exempt. Now, that would be an interesting question. Why would we think that kofar should be connected to mitzvahs? Yashmin and Han, if it would have said that by kofar, it doesn't make a difference between whether men or women, and whatever the shor kills, they have to pay. V'yashminan ha mishum di'ika ibu neshama. That's only by loss of life. Chas rachmana Allah. So then the Torah says that the loss of life is as significant. However, aval hanach tarti, but the above-mentioned case, emalo, we would think that they're different srichas, so we need all three psukim. So in all three of these psukim, we learn that there's no difference between man and women. We now go to a new topic, four lines on top of Lamed Hem Beis, and that is that we said that men and women are no different when it comes to Yisurim, with the exception of Baal Takif u'Baal Tashchis, that when it comes to destroying the beard or cutting off one's payas, so that's a mitzvah that is relevant to men and is not relevant to women. Generally, we understand that the difference between the two is that women don't have beards and men do. And the corners correspond also to the beard, as we'll elaborate. But before we make sure we don't forget, there are three exceptions to the rule of Yisurim that don't apply to men, to women, even though they apply to men. That is Baal Takif, Baal Tashchis, and Baal Tetame Lemason, that a woman who's married to a Kohen isn't included in the prohibition becoming Tame to Mason. So Gemara, five lines from the top, picks up with that last case. Bishlam Baal Tetame Lemason, Dichsiv Emor El HaKohenim B'nei Aroin. It says that you speak to the sons of Aaron. That there, in Parshas Emor, we learn the requirement that Kohanim are not allowed to be metame lemesim. So we darshav eloi benois aron. Ela baal takif ubaal tashkis minolon. But how do we know that the prohibition of cutting off one the corners of one's head, which is what we call peis, as well as destroying the beard, how do we know that that doesn't apply to him? Dichsiv loy sakifu pas roshechem v'loy sashkis es pas zekanecha. There as well in Parshas, Kedoshim. So there it says, Kol she equates Baal Takif of Payas with Baal Tashas. Kol she yeshna ba'ashchasi yeshna ba'akafa. Whoever is in the prohibition of destroying a beard is also in the prohibition of Lo Yisakifu. V'hani nishi, and as we mentioned above, when it comes to women, Ha'il v'lo yisnau b'ashchasa, since they're not included in hashchasa of destroying the beard, less no bakafa. They're not included in the prohibition of cutting off one's payas. Asks the Gemara, minol de lo isnau bishchasa. And how do we know that a woman is not included in the prohibition of cutting off a beard? Says Gemara, ibai say mesvara. You could introduce a svara, as we had mentioned earlier, de lo islu zakein. That in general, a woman does not have a beard, zakan, they don't have a beard. Or we could say it's from Pasuk Domer. In the prohibition of payas, it's said in the plural. The Torah starts off losakif in the plural. Then it says losashkis. Timkein nichtov rachmana paas ziknechem. Mai zikanecha. Why does it emphasize zikonecha? Zikonecha, your beard, v'lo zakan ishtecha, and not the beard of one's wife. And therefore, it switches into singular to emphasize that there's a particular one beard that you're chayiv on, and not another, not on the woman's beard. Asks the Gemara, v'lo, is a woman not included in the prohibition of Baal Tashchis, of lo sashchisu, v'lo sashchis es pas zikonecha. V'atayim, but then we learn in Brice, zikan isha, when it comes to the beard of a woman, v'hasaris shehalusar, and someone who is a saris, someone who's castrated shehelusar that does have a beard, harehen kizakan l'chol devrem, it's considered a beard for everything. So what do we infer? My lav la'ashchasa, doesn't it refer to ashchasa? And then it would be akasha that we would see that lo sakif is not only what applies to a woman, but even lo sashchis as well. Amar abaya la'ashchasa slo matzis amrit. For ashchasa, you can't say that. The yalif pas min b'nei Aaron. Because we even learn out payas from b'nei Aaron. Rashi in a moment is going to explain what the source for that is. We'll get back to that moment. Let's get though to the punchline. Malahalan noshim pturas, just like when it comes to payos, women, just like when it comes to the halachos of Bnei Aaron, women are exempt. As we mentioned above, that all the mitzvos in the beginning of Parshas Emor are given to Bnei Aaron. So all of those mitzvos over there in the beginning of Emor, included amongst them is a prohibition to become tamei, only applies to men, not to women. Afkan, so to hear, nashim pturos, nashim are exempt from the isur of peos and hashchasa. V'isvirlan, d'chikasa b'nei Aaron, akula inyana ksiv. And if you're going to assume that when we're talking about b'nei Aaron, we're talking about the whole subject. So nishtik kramine v'taisim mikav v'chomer. Then let the pasuk just be silent to learn kav v'chomer. U'makohan shuvi ben makosim mitzis yiseiros. B'nei Aaron v'lo b'nei Aaron, Yisrael lo kol shekein. So certainly you would say that doesn't apply to Benos Aaron. So Gemara says, why do I need a Gzera Shava of Pa'as Pa'as? Now we said we're going to get back to that Gzera Shava of Pa'as Pa'as. So it says when it comes to Bnei Yisrael Pasa Kanecha in the Pasuk that we just read from Parshas Kedoshim, and it says in the beginning of Parshas Emor, this Rashi spells out in Dibra Maskel Pa'as Pa'as, Pa'as Kanam Lo Yigalechu. Now the Gemara though asks, so why do we need that Gzera Shav? Says the Gemara, Ilav Gzera Shav, Afil Gzera Shav, Hamina Hefseke Inyan, that we stop the Inyan, that it's when it says Bnei Aaron, that's only talking about Tuma, that Bnei Aaron are Mitame, not Benos Aaron. However, and the whole prohibition only applies to Bnei Aaron, not Benos Aaron. However, all the other Alachas, maybe in the beginning of Emor, do apply. For example, Payas, so Hashtanami Nema Hivsika Inyan. We might have also thought the same would apply for that prohibition. So therefore, it's not, we need the Gzera Shava, and the Kal V'chomer is not going to be enough. And the Gzera Shava is going to tell us that Pa'as Pa'as, that it only applies to the Gzera Shava. We see that men and women are exempt, women are exempt from the prohibition of Hashchasas, Peya, V'sakifu, Pas. However, we also need the Miut of Zekanecha, and it's not enough to have the Gzereshava. Yimshum Gzereshava mi boile, the Chisanya, lo yigalechu, yochu gilchu b'mismarayim yechayiv. The Torah says that you're not allowed to cut it off in the manner of Giluach, that's to use a razor. What if a person used a scissors? Tam lomer lo sashchis, that you can't destroy the roots. Yochel loktu b'mlahakid v'ritni yechayv. What if he uses a different type of scissors? These are, let's say, a shears, which is not the normal way to cut. Tam lomer lo yigalecho. Hakesa giluach sheish b'ashchasa havayomer zetar. The only prohibition applies to a blade. It's coming to tell us both things. So we need the Gzera Shava to tell us that the Isser of Hashchasa Zakan is specifically one that creates Hashchasa. So how do we know that Benos Aaron are potter from this Isser? And since now the Gzera Shava is being used to teach us this Halacha, so how do we know that women are exempt from the prohibition of hashchasa? The Gemara answers this raya. Imkei nichtav kura es shebizakoncha. The word pa'as would be referring to the beard. In other words, the pasuk then should say lo sakifu pas roshechem lo sashchis es shebizakoncha, and that would tell us that the Isser is specifically an Isser of Hashchasa. Mai pa'as zikonecha. What's the emphasis of zikonecha as opposed to bizikoncha? Zikonecha is coming to tell us Shamas min atarti. It's coming to tell us two halachas. Number one is that women are exempt. And number two, that only a tar is that which is usur to use for the hashchasa zakan, only a razor. The Gemara follows up and asks, "Ve'lo hadesayin, this we learned in the Brisa, zakana isha vasar shalu sar rehein kizakan lechol devrein lemay hilchasa." Okay, so you said that the halacha has proven from the gzeirah shava to tell us women are not included in the prohibition of hashchasa, but we had a brisa above. The brisa says that they are included. So what's that coming to refer to? Amar Marzutra. Amar Marzutra says seven lines before the wide and lamed hey, basil tumas negoim. It's coming to tell us that when it comes to tumas negoim, if a woman has a beard, as we learn in Parshas Tazria Mitzora, the halachos of tzaras for a beard, so then there's no difference between a man and a woman. Says Gemara, Tumas Negoyim Behed Yiksiv. There it says, Beferish Nepasik, Isha Isha, Kiya Boy Nega Beroish Obazakan. That appears in Parshas Tazria, in the middle of the Parsha. And it says, a man and a woman. And it equates it to, Elamar Marzutra, Lataris Negoyim. For Taris Negoyim, we're saying that man and woman are the same. Says Gemara, that's also a Pasha. Taris Negoyim Nami Pshita, Kimin the Bas Tumahi, Bas Tahiri. Since she's in the Parsha of Tumah, then she's also going to be in the parsha of Tahara. Says the Gemara, "Itzra salcha dag dechamina letzadin ksiv isho ishe kiyeh bo nega barosh o bezakan." That the pasuk ish is referring to the side of zakan, and isha is referring to rosh. So hadar hasan liish. Then it repeats liish to come to tell you kamash malan. It's coming to teach us that there's no difference between a man and a woman. That the halacha is that a man and a woman's beard are going to have the parsha of Negoyim. But ultimately, we do have our Gezeira Shava Acharei Kechlos Hakol, and the Brisa that says that a woman's zaken is the same as a man, that is only in regards to the halachos of Negoyim. We are going to conclude today's daf over here, two lines into the wide, on Lamed Hey Amid Beis. Our daf had discussed the source for mitzvahs asei shahazman grama, that women are exempt, and we learn it out from tefillin as described in the Gemara in Lamed Dalet Amid Aleph, and we began today's daf discussing why we don't learn from Talmud Torah. Ultimately, we say, according to many opinions in the Gemara, that the source that women are required to keep mitzvahs haseh shelo azman grama comes from tefillin, that we see when it comes to tefillin that women are exempt specifically because that's a mitzvahs haseh shezman grama. However, mitzvahs haseh shelo azman grama, women are chayavos. If, however, you hold that tefillin is a mitzvahs haseh shezman grama, because in the Gemara and Erevin there are opinions that say that we don't learn from the pasuk Yamim Yamima to tell us that tefillin only applies during the day, then we need to say that there is no source that says that a woman is exempt from mitzvah seishalos mangrama, and there are three sources that say that a woman are chayiv in specifically a mitzvah saseh shaz mangrama, and those are matzah, simcha, and hakel, and we would say that the general rule of thumb is that they're exempt from mitzvah seisha azman grama, but mitzvah shelo azman grama, then they're going to be chayiv. The Gemara gives 1, 2, 3 sources for the fact that there's no difference between lavin when it comes to men, and we need all those sources. The three sources are ish o isha kiyasu mikol chatos ha'adam, by Shuas HaPikadon, equates man and woman. Number two, then Parshas Mishpatim, we have Asher Tosim Lifneim. And number three is that when a woman is killed by an ox, we don't differentiate between a man and woman. Vehemis Ish O Isha. The most difficult part of today's daf, whereas where the Gemara calculated the source that says that women are not included in the prohibition of Baal Tashchis. Baal Tashchis is Velo Sashchis as Behas Zikonecha. And the conclusion of the Gemara is that we make a Gzerah Shava with Bnei Aaron, where it says Pahas Zikonam Lo Yigalechu. And just like over there, clearly the Torah there says Bnei Aaron, so too the conclusion of the Gemara is that does not only apply when it comes to Tumas Mace, but it also applies to the entire Parsha. Once it applies to the entire Parsha and Parshas Emor, so then we could learn the Gzeirah Shava to tell us that just like when Parshas Emor, by the Kohanim, it's only men, not to women, so too for Hashchas HaZakan of Parshas Kedoshim, it's only for the man and not for the woman. However, there is a brisa that says that when it comes to Tumas Tsaras, even Tumas Tsaras of a beard, if a woman, a strange phenomenon, had a beard, then the halachas of Tsaras will be the same for both a man and a woman. This Beis Hashem concludes Daf Lamed Hei in Maseches Kedushin.